بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we spoke yesterday about the criterion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the criterion to differentiate between right and wrong, between justice and injustice, between good and evil, between what is beneficial and what is not beneficial. And that criterion is the Quran al-Kareem. The criterion, the Quran, is based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, knows to be good for us. It is not based on people's intelligence. It's not based on people's whims and fancies. It does not have rules that change from time to time because people's tastes and their likes and dislikes change from time to time. It is inimitable. It is inimitable. It is primordial. It is fundamental. And it comes from the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. As I mentioned to you, at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were three kinds of people. Those who accepted this and followed it. Those who rejected it outright. And those who pretended to follow it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these people in the Quran right in the beginning. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. After the حروف المقطعات ألف لام ميم, the meaning of which only Allah knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His kitab, the Quran al-Kareem, and said, this is a book in which there is no doubt, and it's a guidance for those who are al-muttaqoon, for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who are concerned about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described who are the muttaqoon. He said, these are the people who have belief, who have iman on the unperceivable, on the ghaib. They establish the salah and they spend out of what we have given them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they are those who believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was revealed before you, and in the hereafter, in the akhirah, they have yaqeen. Allah mentioned two words, iman and yaqeen, both relating to al-ghaib. It's not my purpose here to go into the details of that. That we will do, inshallah, some other time. But Allah is mentioning these qualities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. These are the people upon right guidance from their Rabb. These are the people who are rightly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are the people who are successful. Now, so this is the first set of people. The people who believe and the people who are constant on their belief. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a second set of people. And Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ولهم عذاب عظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, those who disbelieve, that is, those who outright reject Quran, outright reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, outright reject Islam. Allah said, indeed, those who disbelieve, it is all the same for them whether you want them or you do not want them. They will not believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these are people who are set in their ways, their mind will not change. Whether you tell them, whether you want them, you don't want them, it makes no difference to them. And they will not believe. And then Allah said, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. On their hearts, their hearts are sealed. وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. And also upon their hearing. So they cannot understand and they cannot hear. And over their vision is a veil. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَ. There are curtains, there is a veil over their vision, so they are blind. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And Allah said, and for them there is a great punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a third kind of people. These are the people who play games. These are the people who claim to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they claim to believe on the Day of Judgment, but actually they don't believe. And this is the most frightening part of it, because on the face of it they are Muslims. But actually inside their heart they are not. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's inside the heart. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself saying that even though they say they believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, they are not believers. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And of the people are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, but they are not believers. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْضَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They think, they try to deceive Allah and they try to deceive those who believe, but they do not deceive anyone except themselves, and even that they do not perceive. وَمَا يَخْضَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Even the fact that they are deceiving themselves, they are not aware of that. Allah says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ. In their hearts is a disease, and this disease is the disease of nifaq. This is the disease of hypocrisy. This is the disease of saying something and doing something else. The disease of lack of congruence between the thought and the feeling, the thought and the speech and the action. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. And Allah did not say He will cure it. He says, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And Allah has increased their disease. And for them is a painful punishment because they used to lie. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to save us from His punishment and to give us ikhlas and to give us complete and total sincerity in our actions, in our speech, and to live and to work only and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to take us in that state. So now, three kinds of people. So what we need to do now is to look at ourselves and say, where do I find myself? In these three kinds of people, where do I find myself? Because the issue is that if I... And how will I know that? Where am I? Now, the simplest way to know that is that when, what is your and my reaction when we come upon an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we see something which we are doing. And when I say order of Allah, please understand, an order of Allah which apparently goes against what we like. It's very easy to obey things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we, in any case, we like to do, right? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, celebrate Eid, we are very happy because we want to celebrate Eid anyway. But Allah says, fast in Ramadan, sometimes some people have issues with that. So issue is not whether we like to do something or we don't like to do something. Issue is, who do we give precedence to? What do we give precedence to? Do we give precedence to the order of Allah? Or do we give precedence to our likes and dislikes? Please understand, selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is to obey what we like to do and to disobey what we don't like to do. This is the essence of arrogance. This is the essence of hypocrisy, this is the essence of nifaq, this is the essence of takabbur, and this will land us in deep trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to save us from that. So the question is, when I am doing something, when I have been used to doing something, I like to do something, and then the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before me, what is my reaction? I like to drink, I like to do this. I mean, I don't want to make a list of stuff, but may Allah protect us. Our Muslims today, there's nothing they don't do. So I do something, I know it is haram, but I still do it. But when I find the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I realize, I know somebody warns me, somebody tells me, I read something, and I know this is wrong, now what do I do? Do I immediately make tawbah? Do I immediately change my life? Without any question, no arguments, no fancy games, no trying to sneak out here and there, no looking for loopholes, no fatwa shopping. Directly, as soon as I know this is wrong, I say, Assalamu alaikum, I am not going to do that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I did this too long, and now onwards, I'm not doing it. I immediately make tawbah, istighfar wal tawbah. And no matter who likes it, who else likes it or not, doesn't like my action, I do it and I stick to that. If I do that, then inshallah al-musta'an, then you are among those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned first. And he said, ulaika humul muflihun. These are the people who are successful. If we find that we just reject it outright, then may Allah forgive us. Depending on what we reject, we can actually get ourselves out of Islam. The third one is the most dangerous, which is, on the face of it, we pretend. We go and pray, we go to the masjid, we try to follow the sunnah, or we look like we are following the sunnah. But then when it comes to things that we are used to be doing, that we are used to do, and which we like to do, and when we are told or when we realize that we should not be doing them, then we start playing games and we start attacking those who warn us. We do all kinds of stuff. Instead of obeying the order of Allah, we do everything other than obeying the order of Allah. When that happens, please remember, this is a sign of heart disease. This is a sign of heart disease which is far worse than any physical heart disease that we might have. Right? Very much worse. Because the physical heart disease, at the most, what it can do is to stop your heart and you die. But you are going to die anyway, right? So whether it's from heart disease or something else, one day we will die anyway. But the disease, the spiritual disease of the heart, of which nifaq and arrogance and takabbur, all of these are from that. These will not die with us. They will not die when our physical existence in this on this earth ends. They will go with us into our qabr, and they will be resurrected with us on the day of judgment, and they will take us into the Jahannam, into the hellfire. Make no mistake, my brothers and sisters, make no mistake. This is what is the result, because Allah is saying that. Allah says, this is a heart disease and I will increase it. We don't want that. If we don't want that, if we don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase that heart disease, we need to immediately and instantly make istighfar wal tawbah. We need to regret our situation. And we need to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, not 1 second later, right now. If we do that, then inshallah, of course, we have all faith in the mercy of Allah, in His forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. If we don't do that, if we still continue, then please understand, we are playing a very difficult and a very serious game. The sad story is that today, we live in a world where we have normalized sin, where we have normalized the disobedience of Allah. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we think it's nothing. We say, why is everyone making a big fuss about some small thing? It's not a small thing, it is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Akbar. He is not small. How can the disobedience of Al-Akbar be small? It cannot be. When we say Allahu Akbar, we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not just big and great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing and no one who is bigger and greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can His disobedience be small? It can't be. Yet, we act like it is. So my brothers and sisters, please, if that is happening, it's a sign of serious heart disease. We need to get out of that. We need to change ourselves. We need to recognize that we have this heart disease which will land us in the hellfire. if Allah doesn't forgive us, and we need to therefore immediately seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because we have normalized sin, it does not mean that sin is normal. Just because we have normalized disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not mean that it's okay to disobey Allah. It is not okay, it is haram, it's something which attracts the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.